Instead of folding, Tay pushed a large stack of chips into the center of the table. He smiled at the other player, daring him to match the bet. His confidence was unnerving. Kevin could see the other player weakening with each passing second. Finally, he folded, unwilling to take the chance that his last card would give him the full house. Tay scooped up his winnings and began to stack them in his neat towers. "He's pretty good," Fisher said. "He's better than that. Rumor has it he's paying off his student loans playing in games all over the city. At the frat house, it's just friendly nickel and dime chips. Otherwise, they wouldn't let him play." "If he's a pro..." Kevin shook his head. "He hasn't been to Vegas since he was 10 years old. Don't let his size fool you. He's just a kid. Real small town. He grew up in the Hicks outside of Detroit. But he's crazy smart. He'll be Phi Beta Kappa next year, electrical engineering. He works in the robot lab in his free time." Fisher was impressed. "He's got the math and he's got the look. Can we trust him?" Kevin nodded. Tay looked up to him like a younger brother. His loyalty bordered on idolization. He'd never think of crossing Kevin, and he'd jump at the chance of joining the blackjack team. Tay had told Kevin all about his childhood. His earliest memories involved lying on the ground playing craps with his father, a man who had kept his family afloat during the Vietnam War by rolling dice on the lower deck of an aircraft carrier. Tay had grown up around gambling. Every spring, the Chinese side of his family would caravan to Vegas. His size had enabled him to hit the tables with a fake ID at the age of 14. "That's one down," Fisher said, decided. "We'll bring him to the Infinite Corridor tomorrow night." "So now we just need to find two more," Kevin responded. Fisher cocked his square head. "I think I might know a perfect pair. They don't fit the casino profile, but they don't fit our profile either. They don't fit any profile. I'm not sure Mickey's going to like them because they don't go to MIT, but they're as smart as any of us. And they sure as hell know how to work as a team." Kevin realized who he was talking about, and a wide smile broke across his face. It was a wild idea. The casinos would never know what hit them.